celebrities are great, but bad celebrities are even better. It's time for Celebrities Behaving Badly on the Dog and Joe Show.
Wow, here we go. I think we've done this twice this week. Lots of bad celebrities. Time for this round. Man, there's quite a few on a Friday here. First one, we talked about this earlier in the week, Stormy Daniels' new book. She's got out, you know, this is the book where she compared President Donald Trump's pen to Mario Kart and the little mushroom and the video game, and that's what she said. She said it was small, but not freakishly small.
I can't believe they even said that.
In the new book from Stormy Daniels, another excerpt has come, and this one says that she claims she was terrified when Ben Roethlisberger tried to kiss her during an incident back again in Lake Tahoe in 2006.
What?
As you remember, Ben Roethlisberger accused of rape, also in Tahoe, at a golf celebrity tournament. She insists that she shot the quarterback down cold. In the book, full disclosure, she writes, she primarily talks about her sexual encounter with Donald Trump. The day after she allegedly banged the Apprentice star, she made the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, or I'm sorry, met the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback at a VIP section of the golf course where Ben had been talking with Trump. So this is the night after. She alleges that she did it with Trump. Now she's hanging on or hanging out with or runs into Ben Roethlisberger. At the end of the night, Stormy Daniels claims Trump asked Ben to walk the porn star back to her hotel room, and when they got there, Ben Roethlisberger allegedly asked for a good night kiss. Stormy Daniels claims she turned him down, but he pushed lightly on the door while they both stood outside and said, come on. Stormy says she eventually went inside her room alone, while Ben continued to knock on the door for several minutes before giving up and walking away. She said, I was terrified. I'm rarely terrified, but that night I was terrified.
Terrified?
She knew Ben was hankering.
Okay.
She knew Ben wanted some, and she didn't think that he was going to leave her alone, and I think she thought he was going to do more than just knock, that he might have busted in. For a woman to say that they're terrified, they sense danger, and they know that the dude wants more than what they're willing to give.
The word terrified insinuates a strong feeling of fear.
Yeah, she was very, very terrified. So what they did is they reached out to Ben Roethlisberger's people for comments. So far, obviously, no word back. And as I mentioned earlier, it's not the first time Big Ben allegedly acted inappropriately with women in Lake Tahoe, because in 2008, a woman claimed that the NFL player raped her at the Harris Hotel during the celeb golf tournament. Again, he said that he never did it. He was never formally charged or prosecuted.
True.
But did give her a settlement in 2012 to make it all go away.
Wow, and I remember that, and that was all weird, man. He had called her back up to the room and wanted her to fix something on his TV, or his TV was broken, or...
Yeah, there was something...
I forget how he lured her back up there.
Yeah, well, you fiddle with the rabbit ears, the reception's bad. And then there was other claims that people had seen him in a bar, like in Atlanta or somewhere else, and they said that he had pushed girls into the bathroom, or was getting real handsy, pushing girls into a corridor, and was wanting more than they wanted to give at some sort of after party or club. All this stuff came out about Roethlisberger, and then it all went away, and he wrecked his motorcycle and hit his head, and everybody's forgotten about all that stuff, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it is in the book from Stormy Daniels.
The very next day, all this goes down. God, her life. Imagine being that woman.
Can you? The other thing, too.
You just gotta have sex with everybody and just hang out with dirty, rotten scoundrels.
And Trump and Roethlisberger kicking it. Trump's like, hey, Ben, I think you gotta take her back to the hotel room, wink, wink. Because if this is true, Trump knows what he got when he went to the hotel room with her the night before.
Now he wants to hook up Ben. I mean, it's just such a seedy, creepy...
What a gracious man, though. Sharing.
Wow.
You know, sharing. Not trying to keep her to himself. He was sharing.
Good Lord.
This one's easy. Carmen Electra, 42, getting naked again, doing a nude photo shoot. The photographer, a very well-renowned photographer, we might post the photos up, even though they're nude, they're on Facebook, they are pixelated. At 42 years of age, still looks pretty damn good naked.
Wow.
And the magazine and the shoot and all that, it will be available shortly. But right now, these are just the prelim photos. So if you're ever a fan of Carmen Electra, 42 years of age, still getting naked.
If you don't mind me asking, what would be the reason for this? Just hasn't been doing anything for a while?
When's the last time we've talked about Carmen Electra?
Okay.
That's the reason.
All right.
See, don't you wish wish we could do that. Anytime anybody started, you know, not listening, hey, guys, hey, River Rockers, we're going to get naked. And everybody just runs to the radio. We do a big photo shoot. That's all you have to do to remain relevant.
I tried that. Didn't work that well.
You didn't get naked.
Well, I got close.
That's why people got icked out when you did that Harley shoot, because you weren't nude. You left a little too little to the imagination. They wanted the whole boat.
Maybe I would have if they wouldn't allow shoppers to continue shopping.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I thought you were going to close the doors for this.
Could you imagine?
Next piece, Demi Lovato, still in rehab nearly 2 months after her overdose, and one person has put his life on hold to be the constant presence to help her through this. Wilmer Valderrama, I guess, is just doing everything he can to help her through rehab. They've moved her from the best coast over to the least coast. Tried to do this secretly. So she's on the East Coast getting help. And I guess Wilmer Valderrama, he's flying back and forth every week to see her.
Wow.
And people that live in this East Coast town, they see him all the time, I guess, hanging out at Starbucks. And the people that have seen him several times say, it appears they are boyfriend and girlfriend. Nobody knows if they're back together, but they do know that Wilmer Valderrama.
That's about as close as
it's hard to say. He's on NCIS now, but he's put everything on hold. He's not acting. He's not doing anything because he cares so dearly about her. He wants to make sure that she's okay.
They were showing on All Access Hollywood with Kit that I like to watch.
Oh, God.
I love that show.
Yeah, I know you do.
They were showing all kinds of photos of them out. So I don't know if they were dating before this.
They were.
They were?
Yeah. Like 6 years ago, they almost like got married, or it was hot and heavy.
Oh, okay.
And he really likes her. And here's the thing.
Because I've seen all kinds of photos with them holding hands and all kinds of events.
I think she's a pretty woman. It's sad that she's so screwed up with the drugs. I don't know how talented she is, but I know that people go to see her in concert. They like her music. But she is a pretty woman. And, you know, I guess if you ask chicks, you know, hey, is that woman? Wilmer Valderrama dude, or however you say his name, is he decent looking? I think chicks would say he's okay.
Yeah, I think they go for him.
Yeah, you know, he's been on that 70s show, and he was on the ranch for a little bit. He's on NCIS
now. He's a cool dude. He's a pretty cool fella.
Not the greatest actor, but I think a lot of people like him, and I think it's kind of cool that he's putting his big Hollywood lifestyle on hold to kind of help her out. So, dude, I don't know.
There's trouble coming with this one. That drug dealer, too, that young kid that they keep showing pop up, he's a young
her supplier?
Kid. Yeah, her supplier. He's in some serious trouble as well.
Well, isn't he like a Hollywood slinger?
Yep.
Doesn't he sling for a bunch of stars, and now they're getting to the bottom of him? And
it's this what they're doing is they're mixing things in with street drugs. They're mixing in a painkiller called fentanyl, and it's being mixed in with all kinds of stuff, not just oxycodones, but hydrocodones, and I mean they're mixing it in with all kinds of painkillers that you're finding on the street. They're mixing it in with heroin. They're mixing it in with
all kinds
of stuff.
What's the use of that, though? What are they getting out of that? They stretch the drug out? Yep. Or does it give the person a better, more addictive high?
Stretches it out a little farther, but they don't know how to cut it up properly, I'm guessing. I don't know, because I don't know how to mix drugs.
So the guy's selling, as they call it the movies, hot doses.
They're killing people.
Yeah.
They're killing people, and it's happening all over the place. So if that's where you get your stuff, I'm just telling you, be very careful, because people are dying.
I appreciate the PSA. And I know this segment's called Celebs Behaving Badly, but for the sake of this final story, we'll change it to Celebs Performing Badly.
Okay.
It looks like Steve Harvey, one of the worst talk show hosts out there,
what?
Is getting his shows canceled in all the large markets.
Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey's daytime talk show. It is getting cut in cities like Los Angeles, cities like San Francisco, cities like Chicago, New York, Kansas City. All the big cities are getting yanked because there's a new talk show triumph coming, and it's going to happen in about a year, and they're claiming this is going to be bigger than Oprah. It's the white version of Oprah, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
She is going to start doing the slots that Steve Harvey used to fill, and they're talking about this talk show. And it's not out yet. She hasn't even done it. She's still doing The Voice, still hanging out with that guy that's going to wreck the Super Bowl halftime show. She's still doing that, but as soon as she finishes up with The Voice, they're going to start taping this new talk show, and everyone's calling her White Oprah. And it's going to be the biggest talk show that we've seen, I guess, since like Jenny Jones.
I love Jane Jones. That was a good talk show back in the day. That really was.
Yeah.
You're putting it up against real high quality material right there.
They say this show right here, it might be bigger than who's the other? Sally Jesse Raphael, they're saying.
Are you just saying that about Steve Harvey because you know I like him?
No. They said that the show should have canceled last year. They've had a hard time with ratings.
They're canceling Steve Harvey's show.
His daytime talk show. They say nobody's watching it. They've had a hard time monetizing it. They say people are just done with it. And they wanted to fire him and get rid of it last year, but they let it go on another year. And now they say it's gone on far too long, and they're going to replace him in those large markets with this new Kelly Clarkson talk show.
God dang, that is horrible news. I thought people, I personally love Steve Harvey.
I know you do.
I really like that guy.
I can't stand him.
I know you don't, but why?
He's ruined the Family Feud. You know, he's done this talk show that I've never watched. I know people like him.
He's just, his mouth, his mannerisms, his characteristics, he is just so crazy. His mouth and lips are so big, and his teeth, and when he laughs.
You like him.
I love him, dude. Well, he is so charismatic and funny.
Kelly Clarkson kind of looks like him.
He does not. wait a minute, but he has like 5 or 7 shows going at the same time right now.
Yeah. Well,
about that kid show he does?
It doesn't say anything about that. This is just the daytime talk
show.
Just
that one talk show that's on.
And it may not get yanked in all markets, but the markets that matter, the big cities, it's gone, and Kelly Clarkson's going to fill that void.
Oh, I hate that news. He's got all kinds of good little... He does a funny YouTube video of the day.
Yeah.
And they bust him up, man, and make him laugh.
And then what they do is, after the show, Steve Harvey, he takes all the people that work for the show, and he takes them back, and he beats them. Browbeats them, insults them, calls them names, and doesn't allow access to any of the members on the show. Something else we covered about Steve Harvey, you're not allowed to talk to him or even look at him when he's ready to do his daytime talk show. We found out he's one of those Hollywood scumbags that you can't connect with.
That was hurtful to find out about. It really was. I don't believe that was proven. That could have been a hearsay email.
Well, I mean, when you get inside that, man, I mean, to create that much exciting content, man, you can't mess with his vibe, man. He's really grooving, you know. He's so energetic and so thought-provoking and so sharp and razor-quick with his tongue, man. You can't interrupt greatness. Shut up.
He is really sorry about that Miss America thing, and people just think that he is a boob now because of all that stuff.
I thought that before he hosted. Yeah, I mean, it didn't take that for me to know that he was a boob, so there you go.
I am not happy about that whatsoever.
Hey, you haven't seen White Oprah yet. You have not seen the White Oprah show.
There's no way they're calling her the Great White Oprah.
I am. I'm calling her that. She's White Oprah. The way they're making a big deal about this, I have tagged her White Oprah. Jeez. They won't shut up about this damn show.
Kelly Clarkson is going to be a good talk show host.
I don't know if it's good, but they're saying it's going to be good. So I don't know.
That's sad.
We're out of time. We got to do this. We got to come back. I was going to play the Aerosmith, but hang on. We'll get to that. Plus, we got Disney tickets. We got 4 passes, 2 days, 8 o'clock. We'll give you another trivia question. Hopefully you can go.